The party never stops.
He's wearing a green shirt today. I'm thinking, you're a day late, pal.
Story of my life. A day late. No, I was on it yesterday, on it today. Going to be on it right through, well, probably today. But, you know, in theory, could be all the way through the week. You celebrate the big guy, St. Patrick, all week long. One day is just not enough.
All right, I'm not buying this, all right? Because if I'm correct, you have a little task to do this week.
Is that.
You have to do a little traveling.
There is going to be a little traveling.
Okay. And so you're going to be wearing a green shirt?
Every day.
While you're
no matter what.
Underneath something. Okay.
As far as anybody knows, that's absolutely right.
Okay, that's what I kind of figured. He's wearing the green t-shirt like underneath something else. Okay, we'll let you slide on that one.
Slide to the left.
Slide
to the right.
Folks, we got an open line program and plenty to talk about today, as usual. Okay.
Do we have plenty to talk about?
We'll have our sports segment a little later on.
Uh-huh.
I assume, now, yesterday was dominated here by, again, there's still a lot of power outages out there, which we'll talk about in a little bit. St. Patrick's Day yesterday, sounds like it went quietly, to which local police are...
Well, quiet is all relative. I mean...
You have quiet relatives?
Okay. There were some noisy opportunities yesterday.
Oh, is that right? And that's why you still are wearing the green shirt.
Well, I mean, you do what you got to do.
Apparently, nobody around here, again, pulled that stunt they did at Pitt a few days ago when the roof collapsed, which is not funny. But it's just, what were you, dozens of people on top of a porch overhang, and boom, it collapsed. It was nuts. And we said yesterday, please, please, Penn State students, do not do this. Well, apparently, they didn't do it. So, yay.
Got that going for us. Pretty nice.
All right. So hopefully you stayed safe yesterday during the St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Baby.
Hoo-wee. Okay. All right. How about some more good news?
I love good news.
Now, again, if you follow news, you already know this. These two astronauts that have been stuck up at the International Space Station are now on their way home. They undocked, I guess, a couple of hours ago, and they are on their way home after spending 9 months in space. All right, this is Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. Again, if you don't know this story, last summer they went up to the space station in the Boeing capsule. It was kind of an experiment because it was the first time for the Boeing capsule. And they were supposed to spend 8 days.
Yeah, very exciting. They get to be up there for a whole week.
Uh-huh. A whole week at the station. Then they were going to come home.
Yeah.
Well, they get up to the station okay, but then the capsule, for some reason, was having some problems.
Uh-huh.
And the NASA people were a little nervous, like, okay, this may not turn out well. They may try to come back and something bad would happen. And so the decision was made that Butch and Suni were going to stay on the station. Later, they brought the capsule home empty, and it made it okay. It didn't crash or burn up, or it made it down okay. But Butch and Suni were still up there, and no rides home. Can you imagine if you, let's say you took a vacation for 8 days or a week. All right. You got a vacation coming up at some point. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Ironhead. And it's about a week. Actually, it's about 8 days, I think, right? Imagine you take an 8-day vacation and something happens.
Yeah.
And you get stuck at wherever you went for 9 months. All right. How would you handle that? Now, the good news is they didn't starve or anything. There's plenty of food on the space station, all right? And they had things to do. They did experiments of various kinds. They did some spacewalking, which just sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put on the big suit, go outside and work on things or something like that. So Butch and Suni were not just like sitting around twiddling their thumbs or reading books. They were doing things. But 8 days turns into 9 months. Imagine if that happened to you. How would you handle that? So you're going to take a vacation.
With my usual aplomb, I just, no skin off this nose, because I handle change and unexpected events just beautifully.
Really?
Never get upset, never.
No.
Yeah, that would go really, really well.
No. No, it wouldn't. So Butch and Sunny are on their way home. They're supposed to splash down. Now, again, this is a... Yeah, this is a SpaceX capsule, mm-hmm. All right? Now, this is the one, you know, SpaceX, all right, love Elon Musk, hate Elon Musk, all right? That's up to you. SpaceX is amazing. Those people, there's a lot of people, are incredible. This is the one where when they do a launch, all right, they get the capsule up into space. Meanwhile, the main part of the rocket, you know, lets go, and then it comes back down and lands on ground, you know, like we're used to in the sci-fi shows. Boom. All right. Apparently, they still can't do that with the capsules. It still has to splash down in the ocean. And that's supposed to happen right before 6 p.m. this evening. So I've got to, and there will be TV coverage because of this insane story that's been going on. So I got to make a note. I want to watch this, you know. And when they splash down and, you know, the boat comes out for them and they get out of the capsule or whatever, we'll all applaud. Yay! You know, all that stuff, which is great. But 8 days turns into 9 months. That's just nuts. That's insane.
That is.
All right. And yes, it lets us know that even though SpaceX is really good with their flights, I mean, they're doing them somewhat frequently, it's not like, you know, driving to, I don't know, New York City or something like that. It happens very infrequently. And you get up there and you're stuck. And these two folks are stuck. So anyway. All right. Let's do some updates. All right, let's start with weather and power outages. Now, I know that somebody listening to my voice right now, you still have no power at your house.
Hello.
Which is, again, crazy. There's the word crazy. I'm looking at the West Penn outages map. And, again, most of these outages are central to western Pennsylvania. And... they're kind of grouped. Now, again, I'm looking at this on my smartphone so I can zoom in and zoom out and all that sort of thing. Where are the most outages? Well, the Uniontown area. Now, that's south of Pittsburgh. It's listed as 50 plus still down there. Near Greensburg and Latrobe. So that would be kind of east of Pittsburgh. That's also listed as 50 plus. The greater Clearfield area is listed as 50 plus. And yes, the greater State College area is still listed as 50 plus. Now it's interesting. Earlier this morning it said 48. Now it's back to 50 plus again.
Wow.
So if that's you, and again, I'm zooming in now, and it's just, there's little dots where power outages have been reported, and oh my gosh, there's little dots like all over the place.
Yeah.
State College area, Belfont area, up toward Milesburg area, up toward Beech Creek area. I mean, it is stunning how many little dots. And then if you go the other direction, down toward Pennsylvania Furnace, there's a whole bunch of dots. Warriors Mark, down toward Tipton. I mean, there is a ton of these little dots, which is wow. So the electric company folks, again, are super, super busy. Now, one thing I've always found annoying about this stuff, if you've ever had a power outage at your house, and probably we all have at some point, you're supposed to, you know, contact the electric company to say, hey, I got an outage. Used to be you did this by telephone. You would call a telephone number, you would talk to a live person, and you would, you know, talk to them. Now it's pretty much all done. You know, you can do it with computer. In fact, I think you can even text it in now. You text a certain number and you say, like, outage or something, and that's supposed to report an outage.
Technology.
Technology is amazing. Well, almost.
No.
All right. I've checked a bunch of these little dots.
Yeah.
All right. Like if you, on my phone screen, if I hit a dot, it zooms in. Here, let me hit one right there. Okay. Says fewer than 20 people with this little dot, are affected by the power outage at the little dot. Then it says the estimated time to turn the power back on.
Oh boy.
Now this is where this drives me insane. And if the electric company is listening, guys, why do you even bother doing this? All right, why? Why do you even bother? Because these estimates are notoriously wrong. They're always wrong. All right? And what I noticed here is every dot that I punched up, all right, there's a different one. Okay, fewer than 20. Let me punch another one. Yep, there's another one, fewer than 20. They all have the same date. It says the power will be on by March 19th at 11 p.m. Now, if you don't have a calendar handy, that's tomorrow night. Okay. And I'm looking at all of these little dots, and the first thing I'm thinking is there is no way they're going to be done by tomorrow night. All right. Now, I'll be here doing Thursday's show while you're out wrestling or
that's
whatever
right.
you're doing.
Well, okay? I won't be wrestling.
You'll be
that
wrestling. You'll be wrestling a beer bottle or something. All right.
Something
there we go.
Like
there, we're wearing your green shirt. We'll see where this is at on Thursday morning and tomorrow morning, too. But with so many dots, so many places from this crazy storm on Sunday, I just don't see any way they're going to repair all of these by tomorrow night. Now, if you're a person and you have no power at your house, I'm not trying to make you mad or get you frustrated. You already are, right? I don't have to go any further than this. Let's play one of our favorite games, Quiz the Ironhead. What's the longest power outage you've ever had at your house? Can you recall? Or some place where you have lived?
I don't think I've ever... I don't remember one more than 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Don't...
You're lucky.
Don't hold me to that, but I really don't. I don't,
is that
I don't
right?
remember being without for a long period of time at home.
Okay, that's very interesting. I can remember my longest, and it's been 30 years. It was mid-November 1995. It was on a Tuesday night. See, I remember all the details.
Wow, you do.
It was a heavy, wet snowfall, kind of a, not a surprise, but we got more than was expected.
It was a dark, dreary night.
It was a dark and stormy night.
And
this heavy, wet snow comes down. It's mid-November.
There was a thump.
All right. And back then, I was doing the old radio show. And Tuesday night was men's bowling night, so I was in a bowling league.
The call was coming,
and
from
we actually
the house.
We all went bowling that Tuesday night. It is starting to snow, and I remember driving home in my minivan and thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is really bad." So I get home and I tell my wife, "I better get into the studio." Because, you know, the morning show the next morning, I thought, I better get in there. And I drove to the studio in this snowstorm, spent the night on the manager's couch. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not that comfy, but it did the job. And at some point, it was around midnight, the power went out. And my wife called me. Again, we didn't have smartphones in the mid-90s, folks. My wife called me to say, hey, the power's out. And I'm like, I'm in here. I don't know what to tell you. The power stayed out for 3.5 days.
Ooh.
3.5 days, because it was an absolute total mess. And it came back on Saturday afternoon. Now, this is mid-November. Penn State, I was on the beat back then, Penn State hosting Michigan in a very snowy Beaver Stadium. If you were at that game, you have to remember it, because people are throwing snowballs and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, it was insane. They worked like crazy to clear the stadium before the Penn State-Michigan game that afternoon. And during the game, my wife calls me to say, okay, the power's back on. I'm like,
ta-da!
Okay. Now, back then, let's see, our girls were 4 years old and 6 months old. And so we got the kerosene heater out, and that kept the downstairs warm. But for 3.5 days, we had no power. So this storm happened on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 3.5 days would go into Thursday. I think there's a decent number of people, and you're probably nodding your heads if you know what I'm talking about. Some of you folks are going to have no power for 3.5 days. We'll see if I hope I'm wrong. But I'm gonna bet money there are gonna be some folks into Thursday. You're still not gonna have power. Now the good news is it's not mid-November.
No good.
Okay. Today it's supposed to be in the 60s. Tomorrow's supposed to be in the 60s. That day, that week in mid-November, it was cold. All right, it was cold. So I don't know. Look on the bright side. How about that?
There you go.
All right, let's do an eggs update. Here we go. Eggs update. We all love buying eggs, especially when they're $8 a dozen. No, we don't. We're lying. So I'm keeping tabs on this, and I'm doing this again without necessarily going to a store. I'm using the app. All right, come on. All these stores have apps now. All right, you know, check the apps. All right, so now I'm not going to name the store, but this is a major supermarket chain in the neighborhood, okay? And we did this a couple days ago, and I mentioned that, you know, it's kind of weird, you know, if you go to the store, you have the store brand eggs, and then you have these either national or regional brand eggs. And the store brand eggs are always less expensive. They just, right? They always are. Until this, all right? Now, it's still a little backwards, but here's the good news. Now, again, I'm not going to name the outlet. I don't, you know, no free plugs here. A few days ago, the store brand at this one outlet was still $7.99 for a dozen of eggs. It is now down to $5.99 for a dozen eggs. All right, there we go. That's a $2 drop in the span of a couple of days. All right, yay. Now there's, again, Eggland is a pretty well-known regional egg brand, okay? They're still a little bit less than the store brand, but at least the store brand has gone down, I would say, significantly. So that's good news.
Significantly.
All right, now let me punch up another major outlet.
All right, punch it up.
All right. Well, there. Ow, that hurt. Well, they got a good price for Eggland. Again, Eggland's good. Now, for whatever reason, the store brand at this other outlet is still listed at $7.99 for a dozen of eggs.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know why the one is $5.99 and the other store is still $7.99. I guess it has to do with wherever they get their eggs. Okay? So, at least at one outlet, the price is going down. At another outlet, it's still up there. So, do your shopping accordingly. But I think overall, I've seen some other, like, national coverage. The price of eggs is starting to come down. So, we are starting to get a handle on this avian flu problem and so on. Let's hope we are. All right, if you follow news, and we'll cover newsy stuff later on, federal government job cuts. Oh, my gosh, such consternation. All right, people getting all worked up. Now, again, as we've mentioned, there's good people losing their jobs. And that's not funny, and that's terrible. That's bad. But the federal, all right, one man's opinion, federal government has got to cut spending. Just period, the end. It is finally time for them to start doing that. And what Doge and Trump and company are trying to do, I mean, are they being a bit wide open with it? Yeah, all right, like cut and slash, cut and slash, cut and slash. And we've already had stories where somebody got cut and slashed and they realized, oh, no, we really need those people. Oops. So they may have to try to hire them back. Okay. Are some of these hitting us? Yes. All right, I've got a story here from Penn Live. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has had some job cuts. Now, when you think the Corps of Engineers, you think a bunch of people that build things, right? Like bridges and stuff like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, how did I know?
Uh-huh.
They also operate some park areas. For instance, Raystown Lake. All right, the Army Corps of Engineers made Raystown Lake, and so I guess they still have jurisdiction over it. And so apparently there are some campgrounds and beaches down at Raystown Lake that are currently closed. And apparently they're going to stay closed until further notice. Now, here in mid-March, you might not care, but once we get maybe into May and June, if they're still closed, people will start to care. So if you're familiar with Raystown Lake, the Seven Points Campground is closed. The Susquehannock Campground is closed. Nancy's Boat to Shore Campground. What a great name. First of all, it's Nancy's. I don't know who Nancy is.
Well,
Nancy's Boat to Shore Campground is closed until further notice. It says scheduled recreation and stewardship events at Raystown Lake will be reduced or they could be canceled. And the idea is they just right now don't have enough people to monitor all these things. Now, other areas around Raystown Lake apparently are open. They are not on this list. But if somehow you had some Raystown Lake plans coming up this spring, you might want to look them over again. Could this change in the next few weeks? Who knows? All right. Again, this judge, what? Where was this judge? One judge, you know, kind of ordered, no, government, you have to rehire all these people. And I have to, I'm thinking, can a judge actually do that? Well, he's going to try, apparently. So could some of these folks be, I guess would say, forced to rehire? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So keep tabs on these stories. But again, if you've got some Raystown Lake plans coming up like this spring, you better keep an eye on this because there's a possibility some things will still be closed coming into the spring. There we go. All right, let's take a break.
All right, let's do it.
I think we got some sportsy stuff
some
coming up in the next segment.
Yeah.
We definitely have some newsy stuff to talk about, all right? Interesting college information, which we will share with you. Again, all this stuff, can one judge force the government to rehire thousands of people? I have a problem with that. Just for a number of reasons, which we'll get to. You're listening to Let's Talk, and hey, we'll come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Lycoming Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lycoming Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lycoming Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have...
I started out as an education program specialist where I really primarily... courses for Jana Marie Foundation, and we are really looking to break down stigma and open up dialogue about mental health, wellness, and suicide prevention. So this has been near and dear to my heart and something I've really enjoyed doing, and I relish the opportunity to talk about it with you today and the annual dinner specifically.
Yeah, and at this dinner, I'm just telling you, I make this plea every year, and not enough people take me up on it. I suspect some people here, you know, mental health, and it's in a dinner, and it's like, oh, I don't know that that's really how I want to spend my evening. I am telling you, it is impossible, like truly not possible, to go to this event and not come away inspired and feeling optimistic about the connections that people are able to make in this community. Let's start, Christine. Just give us a few of the details, the whens, the where, and how people can sign up for the annual dinner and silent auction. And by the way, some great items with the auction as well.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks so much. Okay, so the when, April 3rd, 5:30 to 9 p.m., and we are at the Shop in Zion, a really beautiful spot, 129 Snyderbrook Lane in Belfast. So that's where you want to be. You can sign up by going to our website and JanaMariaFoundation.org and looking at events. We have a nice QR code that takes you there or a link that you can use. You can also call me directly, Christine at JanaMaria. Things that you should look forward to. We've got live music. We have people that share stories, both adults and children that have been influenced or affected by our programs or our courses. There are all sorts of tables where you can do cool, engaging activities, different kinds of artwork, things where you can express yourself, kind of underscoring one of our main tenets, that artistic expression or self-expression of any sort. It is so fun. I agree with you, Jeff. It is just something you got to see. It's inspirational and one of my very favorite events that I've been a part of since starting here 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and a few things about it. You mentioned the location. The Shop, if you've not been there in Belfont, it's worth going to this event just to check out.
Absolutely, Jeff. We have all sorts of items ranging from, we have a donor who brought in a Hello Kitty basket that I'm sure some kids would love, full of Hello Kitty items. We have sporting events, tickets, artwork, fiber art, scarves, jewelry, you name it. There's an opportunity to purchase it through the bidding process and really a wide variety that I can't even describe on the phone, but so many good things.
Yeah, and again, it is just an amazing night. That there's a lot of fun activities, great food, great beverages. Again, a really neat location. But I'm telling you, when the folks that speak, and you hear the stories, and you hear the resilience, the hope, the connections that folks have, it just... You cannot come away anything other than inspired. And it is one of those evenings where I just remember the first one I went to, and I'm like, oh, I don't know that this is really what I want to do. And I came away being like, man, I wish you would do this weekly and we could get everybody in the area to just attend and understand how important just that small human interactions can be, and to see just what remarkable young people and old people and everything in between, but what remarkable human beings we have right here in Center County.
Yeah, that's so well said, Jeff. It really is. If you're wondering what Jana Marie Foundation is about or why you might want to check out the delicious dinner, Taproots Catering, by the way, is handling it, Taproots Kitchen Catering. And you just think, I'm curious about what you do there or what kind of impact you have. This is the opportunity to see that. I think you really do get a good sense of what we're about, the kind of impact we have. And the best point that you made, Jeff, I think, out of the many good points, was the connection that people have and make through our programs and our courses and just even at that event.
Yeah, and again, it's such a wonderful event. So many great opportunities. Christine, people can still obviously can purchase tickets for themselves. Can they still, if a business out there is interested in sponsoring a table, is that still available for this year's event?
Yes, and thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. Absolutely. If any business is interested in coming to our annual dinner and auction, you may sponsor a table of 8. Again, feel free to go through our website or call me directly or email me.
And again, not a lot of time to RSVP. Obviously, need to know the numbers just for seating and food and beverage purposes. So deadline to register is this coming Monday. Is that right?
Yes.
So you have till Monday.
24.
Yep, March 24th to get your reservations in. Christine, go through again one more time the different ways that people can register to join this event. And I'm just telling you, if you're sitting there and this has not been on your radar, not something you're thinking about at all, do yourself a favor and not only consider it, follow through. Again, this is coming up on Thursday, April 3rd at the shop in Zion. Again, go through the different ways people can sign up.
Absolutely. Okay, you can go on our website at JanaMarieFoundation.org and look under events and our annual dinner and access it through a hot link. If you just want to go the most expedient way, go ahead and email me at Christine with a C at JanaMarieFoundation.org and I can get you set up. Or if you prefer to call, our number is 814-954-5920, and anyone on the phone can help you get registered for a table if you're a business or individually if you just want a ticket.
And any volunteer opportunities? I know you folks are working your tails off. Do you need any help from anybody on the outside just with anything for the night of the event?
We are always open to volunteers because you never know with an event like this, particularly one that involves so many moving pieces, who, you know, what we might need at any given time.
Yeah.
We also often need volunteers for other programs and activities that we do. So if you're just interested in volunteering in general, again, if you go on our website, you can look under volunteer here and click the link. You could call the Jana Marie Foundation number and talk to me or anybody here that can get you hooked up with a volunteer opportunity. So, yeah, I mean, if this dinner sounds like something you would like to get involved in as a volunteer to see what it's all about, please feel free to do the same thing. Contact us and let us know.
And I was going to say we're heading into kind of the busier time of the year, but the more I think about that, there's 12 months of busy time of the year for the Jana Marie Foundation and all the things. But a lot of the youth programs, I know some are going on now, but really a lot of opportunities over the summer. So if you do have kiddos that are you'd like to get out and you know create some connections and be active. Obviously, you just moved into the new offices. I know that's providing some exciting opportunities, and from everything I'm hearing, it sounds like the kiddos are very excited about the new space that's available there as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we have summer camps for kids ranging from fourth grade all the way to seniors. We do have wait lists for some of the camps, but if you haven't heard about them, they are no cost, and you can either get on a wait list or register, depending on what age your child might be. So keep that in mind. We also have after-school programs. Typically, they begin around 5:30 or 6:30. You can find out about the host of those we offer by going on our website as well. So we are open for business in a beautiful new space and can really host a lot of neat things that, yeah, so far the kids are loving it.
And one of the more amazing things about the Jana Marie Foundation is that all of these programs for the youth are provided for free. So You know, events like this dinner obviously help to support financially the foundation. There's also, if you go to the website, JanaMarieFoundation.org, there is a nice big green donate button on the top right-hand side of the site. And if you check out, again, all of the programs that they offer, all of the things they do, and it is something that you're like, yeah, boy, I hope that continues to go. Not surprisingly, the demand, unfortunately, is not going down in terms of the need for mental health services. And again, just opportunities for young people to connect. I think we've needed that all along, certainly coming out of the pandemic, even more so. So go to the Jana Marie Foundation's website, JanaMarieFoundation.org. And again, you can sign up for the dinner. Check out all of the programs, and if you are willing and able, make a donation. That would be greatly appreciated as well. Christine, anything that I should have asked you about that I didn't, or just information you want to get out, either about the dinner or the foundation in general?
Gosh, Jeff, thanks so much. You're practically doing my job for me. This has been so easy. I would say, yes, if you're interested in donating, that's certainly something that we always welcome and appreciate. But if you want to hear more about us or learn more about us or just see our new space, feel free to drop in. We are at 432 Rolling Ridge Drive, Suite 3. Or, again, you can contact me or the office and arrange a quick tour. It might be really illuminating to see how we operate here, what our offices look like, and the spaces we have available for these programs that, Jeff, you described and that we underscored together are no cost and can be really engaging for kids and even adults who are looking to make connections.
Yeah, I know there's been a couple of open houses, and, yeah, if you miss those and haven't had a chance to see the facility, it is unlike any other office space that you will have visited. I can pretty much guarantee you that. And I think it does, just seeing the space and the way it's laid out and kind of the vibrancy of the colors and the schemes, I think it gives you a real good sense for what the Jana Marie Foundation is about, what it does, and the importance of the work that is done there. So, yeah, that's a great reminder, a great idea. And if, you do want to get a little better idea on the Jana Marie Foundation and the work it does with mental health and young folks in our area, great idea. Stop by 432 Rolling Ridge Drive, Suite 3 during regular business hours, and they'll be happy to show you around and answer any questions you have about the work they do. And again, a great dinner and a great opportunity here to just have a meaningful night out. Highly recommended as a date night coming up on Thursday, April 3rd.
I concur, Jeff. It will be a wonderful time. You won't regret it.
And again, that'll be 5:30 to 9 in the evening on Thursday, April 3rd at the Shop in Zion. And we ask you to sign up by this coming Monday, March 24th. Just do it this morning. Get it out of the way.
Get
it done. Christine, thank you very much. Sorry about giving
you
the wrong number. I appreciate your patience. And
oh, gosh. No problem. I should have thought it should be 814. So I'm so glad we got it worked out quickly.
Yes. Me and my thumbs.
You're the best, Steph.
Appreciate all you do, and have a great day. Thank you, Christine.
You too. I'll see you later.
And that is Christine Hughes with the Jana Marie Foundation and part of the greatest class in State College High School history, the class of 1987.
Oh, yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I mean, just saying.
All right, we'll take our break here. Did you actually get the area code wrong? Is that the one?
Well,
get that feeling.
Yes, my fat thumbs. You see, the 4 is right below the 1, and the so, yeah.
Ooh.
And in my defense, the old number that we had, and I think someday supposedly may have again, was 844. and it wasn't 814, and I can't tell you the number of times that we had people calling in, and
that's
it's
a
like, I think it's supposed to be 814, right? I'm like, no, it is 844. This time, it is supposed to be 814, and I'm sitting there with the 844, but this one was just my fat thumbs. I knew it was 814, but I'm looking, she's like, I'm not able to get through. I'm looking over, I'm like, that's bizarre, and then I'm looking at the number above, I'm like, oh, well, that would be my fat thumb that gave you the wrong information.
All right, now we'll take that break, and then we'll try the 814 number when we come back. All right, let's talk. We'll continue. Go ahead and hit it.
All right.
Get that feeling. Get that feeling. This is the Fox.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org. Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championships. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming seasons. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
It is a Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. An exciting week for sports fans, whether it's March Madness, which really gets underway
tonight
with the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, or March Madness, which begins Thursday in Philadelphia with the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Looking forward to all of it.
So, in other words, you're going to be a little busy.
Yeah, this will be,
you're going to be a little busy.
Good busy, but yes, busy right. For sure.
Now, looking, we have a busy week, all right? Yours truly will be driving, oh boy, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. You'll be chiming in on Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
Obviously, lots of wrestling to cover there. We have good guests coming up later in the week. We'll mention Friday. Local Representative Paul Taycock is going to join me in studio. We're going to talk over state issues, but this Rockview Prison thing is huge now. Yeah. This is really big, and that falls in his zone. And he has a bunch of upcoming, I guess you would call them town halls, where people will be able to come and speak and, you know, all that sort of thing. This is a big one, and so we're going to talk with Representative Taycock on Friday. On Thursday, Jackie Esposito is going to join me. Now, she is with the Center County Historical Society, and she's doing a talk, I guess, this weekend, which I'm told is already apparently sold out, about the presidents of Penn State. And when I saw this topic, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. From the very first one to Neely Bendapudi. I mean, the whole realm. Now, her talk is going to cover a lot of people this weekend. I'm going to have Jackie on Thursday. We're not going to talk about everybody. That's crazy. We don't have enough time. But she's available on Thursday. I'm like, hey, come on in. All right. So so we got, and we'll have open line time tomorrow. So we got some pretty cool stuff coming up. And yes, all that wrestling stuff. All right. So get ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
The Major League Baseball season is underway. Sorry, bud. Dodgers over the Cubs, 4-1.
How terribly exciting.
Again, this is in Tokyo. Those two teams will play again tomorrow. Everybody else, including the Buccos, will start next Thursday, the 27th.
Battling Buccos.
All right. And that's that's an afternoon game, right?
Yeah, late afternoon. It'll be a 4:10 start, 3:40 airtime, a week from Thursday, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We'll have a bit of an abbreviated Goon and Ironhead show that day. We'll
give way. That's fine.
To the beloved Buccos at 3:40.
A lot of people excited. We're excited, you know, to be carrying the Pirates and so on.
Yeah, I'm hearing from a lot of folks that are, and I am too. I mean, I really was excited when it's like, hey, should we do this? Like, yes, we should. Again, it's just one of those things. I don't know. There are people that are going to listen, you know, a lot. A lot of folks, it's like, oh, no, I just like checking in on the game while I'm driving from place to place, like having it on the background, like having, you know, the earbuds in while I'm mowing the lawn, whatever it may be. Yeah. It's just, it is one of those things that at least for those of us of a certain age, it's just, it's almost comforting to just, I want baseball on the radio over the summer. That's
a soundtrack.
Part of what summer should be.
Yes.
Yes, the soundtrack of summer. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Whoop, we got you there. We lose you.
This would be your chance.
I think we lost him. All right, we'll try again. We had him. We lost him. All right.
814-944. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning. Again, NCAA basketball tonight. St. Francis taking on Alabama State. That'll be the very first game of the entire tournament. They have what they call the first four. Those games are in Dayton, Ohio. Two games tonight, two games tomorrow. The very first game of the tournament will be tonight with St. Francis taking on Alabama State, and then it'll be followed by North Carolina against San Diego State. Go San Diego State. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk. Okay. All right. What is going on?
Okay. We got a phone problem here. All right.
Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Now we got you.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. He can't hear us.
Hello. Hello. I hear you now.
Can you hear us?
I don't know.
We have a phone line.
It's Technology 101. Going awry. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
I don't know why that is.
All right. Let's see if we can figure out what the phone problem is. All right. That's a little strange. Well, we'll try again. 814.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
We got people calling in. That's the good news. They can't hear us. 814-954-7266. All right. If you want to try again. Hopefully our piece of equipment there is working properly. I'm sorry. I have to root for North Carolina tonight.
Oh, boy.
For whatever reason, North Carolina is my mother-in-law's favorite college basketball team.
They shouldn't be even in the tournament.
Well, and I tell you what, there have been so many stories in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
West Virginia is outraged. Indiana is outraged.
Yes.
Somebody else in there might be outraged. That's just, how did North Carolina get in? They didn't do enough to get in. They didn't beat the best teams. You know, all that stuff up and down. But it's still, it's, come on, it's my mother-in-law's favorite team.
All right, we'll give it one more try. Good morning, you're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, evidently it's my lousy cell phone because you guys sound good.
We'll go with that.
All right, go ahead.
So, Jeff and Scott, I think this is one of the greatest times in American history. I've been waiting for this since I was 13. I despise these institutions. I called for the abolition of government school in ninth grade. There's no need for these people. With the internet now and all the information available, they're pretty much worthless. I don't know why we get kids up early in the morning to go to these Bolshevik buildings to be brainwashed by liberals. It's beyond great, to the point where the left actually believes the judge can tell a president what he can and can't do. You know, can you? Barack Obama, and I'm not making this up, had an American killed every Tuesday because they were considered enemies of the state. So they would target them overseas. It's a fact. You can look it up.
What?
And the court couldn't stop them because we're in time. We're at war. Do you know we're still on a war footing from World War II? I don't know if you guys know that.
Where would this be?
It's never been rescinded or revoked. We are still on a war footing. We are still paying the British reparations under Title 26. I don't make this stuff up. So my point is, these are alien criminal enemies, and we are at war with them. I actually think we should declare war on Mexico, but that's just me. And we should declare war on Yemen. And we should declare. I would love to see the SEAL team go overseas and assassinate all these people that are stealing these old people's money. Oh, I'm Microsoft. Oh, I'm Amazon. And they rape their accounts. We should send squads in to execute these people. I would actually, if I were Trump, I would go on TV and say, let me tell you what we're doing. We know where these call centers are. If you make one more call, we're sending a drone strike in. And yeah, there's going to be civilian casualties like there was at Breastig, like there was in Germany where we had to kill tens of thousands of civilians during wartime. I think that's the next step, that we're finally taking the republic back from these communist pigs, and that's exactly what they are. And I think they're getting off too easy. By the way, the worst president wasn't Biden, it was Carter. He was the worst president. But I really think these people need to be tried for treason and sedition. Right now, the JFK files are being released, and I'm going to tell you what's going to be in there. And I've said this for many years. You're going to see that the scumbag mafia, and they are a bunch of scum, mm-hmm. and I'm of Italian descent, and I can say that.
Okay.
Worked with the CIA to kill Kennedy because they hated him because the mafia got him elected. The mafia through the CIA also, not the mafia, I'm sorry, the CIA also flew Castro into Cuba. That was released about 20 years ago. So what the hell is going on that we have no control over our government? Because we have a deep state, as they said, and I'm going to get off my soapbox here. We have a deep state embedded, and we were warned by Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex. They're not Republican, Democrat, right or left. And they own this country, and they've killed our children, 65,000 in Nam. What the hell are we doing fighting for Europe right now? I would back out of NATO and say, pay your own bills. If you get attacked, don't call us. They owe us. Canada is a turd country. 90% of the population is within 100 miles of America. There's only 40 million Canadians. Their GDP is about the size of Tennessee. Our GDP is $29 trillion a year. They're a blip. What do they manufacture? Nothing. They think they're going to challenge America? I don't want them. I don't want them to be the 51st state.
Beer and maple syrup.
Oh, they do have good maples.
But this is, what do you guys think about that? This is a great time we're living in.
I don't know about great. It's certainly interesting. It is energetic. It is active. Great is yet to be determined. Again, Mr. Trump and company, they've only been in business for 2 months.
President Trump, you mean?
Yes. They've only been in business, if you will, for 2 months. I mean, what things will be like 2 months from now, I haven't a clue.
We know what's going to happen. I can predict it. First of all, they should have never given away the Panama Canal. But, you know, Jimmy Carter was a communist, liberal, leftist lunatic, and he gave our Panama Canal away. We need to take that back by force if necessary. That has to come back. Manufacturing jobs have to come back. The Republicans and Democrats are both culpable, a lot of 80% of the Republicans, because with NAFTA, we gave away American jobs. Just gave them away. So I would slice 80% of the Republicans, they need to go, and 100% of the Democrats, they need to go. And we need to retake our republic. You don't see that happening. You don't see that this is a great time where maybe your children are not going to be indebted their whole life.
So you essentially want to get out of Europe, but we should go take over Panama.
Well, there's a big difference between the EU and Britain. Listen, how stupid are people that still have kings and queens? Come on, really. So I have no respect for anybody that has kings and queens and kisses anybody's ring, including the Pope. And I was raised Catholic. I always say I was reared Catholic. I guess I wasn't good looking enough. They never made it. They never hit on me. But my point is, and I'm not putting down Catholicism. It just is what it is, a bunch of rapist priests that get away with stuff, and they just move them from place to place. Hey, dude, if it was any other organization, they would have been shut down. You know what those priests did, the molesting boys, and what do? They hit it. They move them from place to place. That's a whole other story. But what the hell do we have with Europe? We need the Panama Canal. That's a major waterway. And what are they doing to our ships? What are they doing? They're overcharging our ships. They want us to fix the canal. We've lost, I think we lost nearly 50,000 men building that. That's a major way. I would say we definitely need to buy Iceland. And I would say buy Greenland. Because that's a
we should buy both of them. Okay.
Iceland and Greenland. Well, look what Jefferson did, the Louisiana Purchase.
We should buy them. What about the people that live there?
Who cares? Well, there's three people
they
there.
Care.
They'd be better under the United States. Who's going to protect them if we're not there? Right now, they're protected under NATO. If we go, you know what? We're pulling out of NATO. If Russia wants you, we're not going to do anything. I think they'll say yes.
Okay.
You know, this idea that, and I love with the indigenous people that we took them. Well, how many people did they take? How many tribes did they rape? How many people did they kill?
We have no idea.
You know, well, we do have an idea.
No.
Over
centuries of time, we have no idea.
We know what the Indians did to Custer. You know, they mutilated his body.
Yeah, because he pretty much marched right into the middle of them, which was kind of dumb.
Well, he was set up by Washington because he was going to run for president.
He was set up by... okay.
He was definitely set up by Washington. I'm a student of history. I voraciously have read this stuff. But I'm just telling you, I believe he was set up. But the point is, those Indians that killed him killed many other Indians. They weren't from the foothills of those mountains in Montana or South Dakota. I actually visited the spot.
Yeah.
They came from Minnesota. And they worked their way down killing other tribes. So no one's innocent.
Okay.
Might makes right in this world. If you have the power and you have the guns, the difference is we Americans are kind. We're giving. We're caring. That once we conquer and dominate, we rebuild. Because we have those basic principles and foundations, and we believe in a God, and we believe if we don't do right, in the afterlife, we're gonna be judged. Most other countries don't believe that. And Democrats certainly don't believe that. They're too busy, you know, promoting killing unborn babies.
Okay, all right.
So, all right, you guys.
All right, before we let you go, over under 6,100. Oh, he hung up.
No,
6,100 hot dogs over or under tonight that'll be consumed.
Oh, is that the over under? Then we're both over.
Well, I'm setting it. Setting it at 6,100. Now, hey, I'm way over. I'm feeling bullish.
Yeah, I was
going to
say you're seriously over. Now, folks, when we say open line time, we're not kidding.
Uh huh.
If you want to call in, oh, there's one, and you want to go in the another direction, we let you do that. Now, we draw the line at expletives. If somebody starts pulling that crap, you're done. You're gone. But if you want to make your case, that's why we have a show. Here we go.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
That guy was a mouthful.
yep.
That's one word for it. Yeah.
Enjoy Philadelphia, Jeff. You heading out tonight or?
Yeah, we're leaving late this afternoon. So, yes. Looking...
Are you driving or? Yeah, I hope you're driving because it'd probably be a lot faster.
Yes, we are. I'll travel down with the team. So we have a bus that we'll be taking
nice
down
bus,
this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I enjoy the neighborhood. Neighborhoods. It's one of those cities which was neighborhoods.
Yep.
Hey, this fella, I don't know. If I could throw a bag over him, I would set him down and evaluate him, see if there's something up with him. But he started out by saying, blah, 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 blah. Now we have the internet, and these people are all going to be, yeah, that is true. But does he actually understand all the internet gives you, when I'm talking AI, it gives you a faster answer and a more efficient answer that the bureaucracy gives you? I mean, you know what I'm getting at? They're not the internet and AI is not necessarily a different answer. It's just a cheaper answer.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's where AI is right now. It does an outstanding job of essentially canvassing the entire internet incredibly fast and then gathering up that information and putting it into a logical rundown, I guess you would call it.
So what I'm saying is, on the one hand, he seems to be angry at the current bureaucracy, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And then he goes to AI. So basically, this is going to sound strange. He doesn't have a problem with the answer. He has a problem with the efficiency of the answer. So,
well, I mean, there are some people out there. Should AI be used more with education? Sure. For research, it's outstanding. I've used it a number of times.
Right.
You know, now I can do it, if you will, the old-fashioned way. I open up a browser, I put in keywords or a question or something, then hit the enter button and wait to see what pops up. AI does
That is the old-fashioned way.
That's the old-fashioned way now, yes. With AI, that's the old-fashioned way now. It is. It's hilarious, it's true, you know. AI is not, again, the intelligence part, it's still not intelligence.
You got to supply the intelligence. So
AI now is information gathering. It's really good.
Yep.
It's not intelligence.
Well, there's where we have the problem. If I'm being expected to provide the intelligence, this is never going to work.
We're doomed. Yeah. We're doomed.
So, you know, you guys probably remember this old history book from the 1890s, I think. Lynn's History of Center and Clinton Counties. And that was the go-to book. I think it's like towards 1,000 pages long, if you want to know anything about the history of Center County. So it's online. Unfortunately, the scan copies aren't all that great. But if you read through it carefully, you can connect the dots, you know, make up for the anomalies in the scan. And but that's the point. You can quickly get answers, but, yeah, you have to discern it. You're going to have to work through some of the hiccups and...
And now, those were puzzles I liked, the old connect-the-dot puzzles. I can do those pretty well.
Yeah, you're good at those?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, you know, unfortunately, I've been doing some history of the second person hung in Center County, and it's an interesting topic. But what I have to do, I can quickly find some things, resources from all around the world. But I have to go back and I have to find the actual physical documents and I have to, you know, compare. So that takes a little bit of legwork and takes a little bit of intelligence. And
yes.
Maybe after I do all that work, I can summarize my curiosity into this macabre point and represent it, hopefully in a format that is more intelligible than a quick AI, cost-effective search.
It's not intelligence. Now, at some point, it may, at some point, it will get there.
Yeah.
All right? We will figure out how to program computers to really think.
But do you realize how it's going to get there? People like me got to do, okay, and what's the year that we're in now? I lost track. But 2025. Here I am. I'm thumping through all the old scanned newspapers that are available to me by AI. And when I find some type of distortion, actually in the physical scanning, because it's a picture that's being scanned, and if I can find a true source and compare it and make the correction, and then I can feed it back in a form of a some written document that then gets scanned and then loads back up. You know what I'm saying? So people have to interact with the AI. You got to continually feed it data, and hopefully it's corrective data. You know what I'm saying? It will get better, but I don't know. I guess the part I'm concerned about is the lack of an intellectual interaction with the AI. I mean, you just can't scroll and scroll and scroll and read and read and read. You have to actually interact with it. You have to provide the intelligence. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah,
thanks for your call. All right.
That's just a fact.
All right. We'll take a break here. I mean, I've got an education story, which is interesting. We'll share it in a little bit. I mean, if we learned anything from the pandemic, and we learned a lot from the pandemic.
Did we? I hope
When it comes to education, that personal, person-to-person interaction is key. All right. Online learning is great, but it only goes so far. You need a person. And they're not all flaming liberals, according to our previous caller. In fact, that's far from the truth. All right, let's take a break. We'll be coming right back.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCormick has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
A Tuesday morning we have in play. Darn nice looking Tuesday at that. Jeff and Scott with you. It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
Dollar Dog Night.
Love the Dollar Dog
Night. I said a package, a dog an inning.
That's, yep.
I've never heard of such a package.
Get her done.
So that, now, nine inning game. That'd be nine dogs. Now, do you get all nine
extra innings?
Wait. Oh.
Could be 13 dogs.
Is that in the package?
I don't think that's
in the package. And I assume you get nine dogs at once? You don't, like, keep coming back every inning for a dog, do you?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer.
We'll have to dig. All right. We're investigative journalists. We will dig. Figure that out. 814-954-7266. Yes, open line means open line. All right. So if you want to call in and go some other direction, that's fine. But let's talk education here a little bit. All right. Yeah, I totally disagree with that earlier caller. All right. Let's get rid of all the schools. No, that would be a terrible idea. All right. We need schools. Now, here's two things three things on education. All right, Scott here, one man's opinion. Again, there's still this great debate right now about the federal Department of Education. Do we really need that entity? And I've mentioned before, I'm kind of torn on this a little bit. Yes, I think there's a need for things like research, like national research about this and about this and about this. Does this work? Does this not work? And so on. Obviously, a federal office of education could do stuff like that, you know, data crunching and all that sort of thing. So is there a use for that? Absolutely. Do we need it for other things? One man's opinion, no, not really. Again, a lot of the stories, if you follow this, has been about money. All right, the Federal Department of Education hands out all kinds of money. Well, there's other agencies in Washington that can hand out money. Are you kidding me? There's tons of agencies that hand out money. Could they hand out the money to schools and student loans and all this? Other folks can do that, all right? We don't need a Department of Education to do that. I've mentioned before that in my old job, I spent a quarter century primarily working with schools. A lot of folks on the ground in schools, teachers, administrators, you mentioned the higher-ups, and it could be the State Department of Education, but also the feds. And most teachers, administrators will roll their eyes like, ugh, more stuff we have to do, more hoops we have to jump through. And it's not that they're lazy. It's like some of these hoops, it's like, why are we doing this? Why can't we just teach our kids? We know how to teach our kids. We're trained to teach our kids in history and math and science and all these subjects. Meanwhile, there's all these dumb hoops you have to jump through from Washington. And if you don't jump through the hoops, we may not give you money. You know, all these threats. We don't need that. All right? Would education in our country exist just fine without the Federal Department of Education? Yes. Yes, it would. One man's opinion. Now, this is going to keep, they're going to keep hassling hashing this out, and this is a fight and so on. We'll see how it goes. Here's another related story. All right. We have MAGA, which some of you love and some of you hate. All right. Then we have MAHA. All right. You familiar with MAHA? All right. This is Make America Healthy Again, which I laugh at because I'm thinking, okay, when was America healthy? When was that? Like the 1850s or something? Like way, way back? Make America Healthy Again. Okay. We're going to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's in charge of the department now. We'll see where that goes. Okay. But there has been discussion, and interestingly enough, around here, State College has already done it, about changing the start time for school. All right. Now, folks, what do you think about that? Now, especially if you have kids in school, all right, you have kids in school, what time does school start? Well, there is a push, which Kennedy is probably going to favor this, all right, that, and again, this is primarily public schools, that the start time for school should start later. It should start after 8:30 in the morning. Now, if you're not familiar, maybe you don't have kids in school right now, or you haven't for a while, you never did, okay, that's fine. Now, do you know this off the top of your head? How many years ago was it that State College changed their schedule, Mr. State College? Do you remember that?
I do not.
Now, your little guy's only in, what, fourth grade?
Correct.
So this would not predate him. Well, maybe it does predate him. I'm not sure how far back this goes. But State College changed their start times, so that State College High School, first period class, I believe, begins at 8:40. And it used to be either 8 o'clock. Well,
when I went to school, it was 5 a.m. We would get up at 3. Okay. We would have to run to school 8 miles uphill.
Oh, my God.
And then we ran 9 miles home after school.
Wow, downhill.
Yep, and we'd have to be there by 5 a.m. If you were in at 5:01, you got detention, is the way I remember it. And then we'd stay till 5. Then we'd have 5 p.m., and then we would have practices, and then we would study. None of us ever complained about anything.
No.
We all just went about our duty. It was what was expected of us, and we diligently did our work. But that was, that's just the way we did it.
But then later, what was the start time?
I think it was 8 o'clock.
Okay, I was going to say, I think
believe
it was
8 o'clock. That's what's in my mind.
Oof.
8 till 3, basically.
5 a.m. Ooh, that's tough.
Uh-huh.
All right, so yeah.
I'd be watching it on Thursday because I've got a commitment that's not going to allow me to do that. So I'm going to have to depend on your colorful comments, and I know you won't let me down.
Well, I will have to keep that in mind. I was planning on giving a subpar effort Thursday, but now, just for you, I'm going to bring my A game.
Okay, because, that's really important to me that you think so highly of me that you're going to make a concerted effort to be a little above normal.
Now I am.
Challenge.
I was planning to just kind of take it off, really.
You were Mr. Boring last week.
Yeah.
All right. We figured you'd be Mr. Boring again.
I'll try not to yawn during the broadcast.
Better thing than beer for you, Jack Daniels.
Little Jackie D. I like it. Good recommendation. And I'm putting it down in my notes. Appreciate the phone call. And we have time for probably one more call here this morning. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show here this